This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. We've got rain on the way, folks. And our sponsors today, Angler U, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and the Bayou City Angler and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather, radar is pretty much alive, and it'll be moving through our area here pretty soon. A lot of wind, lots of rain, and then for today in Galveston right now down on the island, it's 78 degrees. Winds are really gusty. That tide is extremely bulled up from, you know, all those high southerly winds last night, yesterday afternoon, and all night long. So, looks like windy, early, variable clouds with showers and thunderstorms, and there is a potential for severe thunderstorms, high near 80 today, south winds 20 to 30, that rain chance 80%. Looks like down on the island, maybe 1 to 2 inches of rainfall is expected, and then for tonight, thunderstorms are still likely, and more potential for severe storms, southwest winds 10 to 15, that rain chance 80%. And maybe another inch of rain tonight. And then tomorrow, starting out early, a stray shower or thunderstorm, partly cloudy skies with a high of 81. Winds will be northwest 5 to 10. So it's going to be very, very inviting. Bring this weather in here. We need it big time. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We only have two of them. We have a low coming up just after noon today at 12:46 p.m. It's an 0.2. coming off the 1.8 last night, but it's running above normal this morning. High 9:57 p.m. tonight, it's a 1.8. 7:28 a.m. at sunrise, 6:39 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase right now is 9%, coming off that new moon. So that'll do it. Let's see if we can get hooked up with Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake this morning, see what's going on with him. Good morning, Bill. What's happening?
Hey, man, I've got a pretty darn good fishing report for you from,
please give it to me. I love hearing good fishing reports.
I ran a two-man trip yesterday, and we fished the Louisiana side and had 30 trout, and actually probably even had 45 or 50. We caught them and let them go for a while. I had some really nice Texas-sized trout.
Yeah.
15 to 17 inches, and we just we smacked them. And the tide was bulled up in the bio, and we started chasing those fish. They were up in the bow, and then they started coming out.
Right.
The tide changed, and the tide started falling. It's pretty strong falling tide. And I was chasing them downstream. I watched the activity on the surface.
Right.
Bayou was probably about 9-10 foot, but I was watching the the needle guard and stuff like that, and shrimp jumping, and I was trying to follow them. And finally, I thought, they're all up this bow. I'll just spot lock and sit here and let them come to me.
Yeah, there you go. That's the best way to fish in bayous, man.
Yep. So I just got off over to the side, spot locked in about 2 foot of water, and every time a wave of those fish would come by, we'd whack them.
Yep.
So it worked like a champ.
Awesome.
And And so we did extremely well. Now, we did catch one oversized red, probably about 32 inches, and had to let him go.
Very common fish these days, oversized redfish.
Yep. Yep, they are common. Now that the shrimp are starting to work their way out of the marsh, those redfish are coming out with them. Now, I can tell by their color that they've been back in those ponds. And how they stand it back there in that hot water, I don't know, but they're a rough fish anyway. They're tough.
They are.
But the water's been high back in there, and so they, and boy, let me tell you, I reached down and got me a handful of water, tasted it, and it's plenty salty.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what those, what that stupid app says.
That OFS thing, I don't know about that. That's, I think it's running about 6 months behind.
Yeah. I mean, it shows blue, dark blue.
Yeah, blue and purple, and when you taste salt in the water, that's not even close, man.
I don't even pay any attention to that.
No, nah, it's better just to go look for yourself, figure it out on your own.
That's it. Yeah. That's, and the water is really pretty dark, clear, tannic-colored water. It was beautiful yesterday, just really, really nice. And the wind blew like crazy. So, from early on. But we were sitting there, you know, against that east shoreline.
Yeah, you had some protection there. You were in good shape. Good place to be.
We had a pretty good plan. The wind was between south and east, about halfway.
Yeah, it was kind of wig-wagging back and forth all day yesterday. Get a little east in it for a while, and then it kind of goes southerly. And
that's right. And it didn't matter. It probably gusted to 20 or a little over. And if you fished on the opposite side of the lake, it would have been rough.
Thank God you didn't put in on that side. I've had some of those rides, too, where you had to get back across. Not pretty. Sabine gets rougher than people think it does. That lake gets nasty, man.
Yeah, you need a 24, 25-foot boat, and I've got just a 22. So I just plan where I'm going to be and what the wind's going to do that day. I just, you know, I ride around. It's a lot easier riding in the truck than it is in that rough boat.
Yeah, that cab of that truck's a lot more comfortable.
Yes, it is. But, and we caught most of our fish on K Wigglers, 4-inch ball tail, in any color. It didn't matter what color
shocking.
You put. Yeah, the water's nice and clear, so it's pretty easy to just put on a bait and go with it. Didn't use the mirror lure much yesterday, but I think if I had, I'd have caught fish with it.
Oh, yeah, it's October, man.
We just got into it, and, you know, and I did have a guy that, well, actually, both of my guys threw some topwaters and wasn't near as successful as the soft plastic. Straight up quarter ounce jig head, because you needed to let that thing go deep. After the sun come up, you know, they were in about 3 foot of water, 4 foot of water. Just, you know, when that tide was coming in, it was slowing down, but, you know, it was still coming in, and they were up in 3 to 4 foot of water on the lake shore. And we caught them like that for a while. Probably caught 6 or 7 fish. And then later up in the day, that tide started rolling out of those bows. And there were several boats out there, but they didn't bother us at all.
Yeah.
You know, the way we were fishing, it was just different than what everybody else was doing. And we did catch a lot of those fish right off the bottom, down 9 foot or so. And then we left that area about 11 o'clock and rode up the lake north toward another bottom. And boy, it was windy up there, and the tide was rolling out, and it was a little bit dingy from the force of the water running out.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up there and just threw straight downwind and whacked the heck out of them. I mean, just nice fish, too. I mean,
right.
16, 17s. Just really nice fish. Fat ones. So that was a good day yesterday.
Yeah. Sounds like it. It's good to hear.
We just caught them for fun. And there was a little bit of bird activity, just enough to kind of tip you off. You mm-hmm. know, two or three seagulls here and one over there. And we just kind of stayed with it.
But do a little bill dipping, picking up some shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were. Every once in a while, you'd
boosting your confidence all the time. No, there's fish pushing shrimp up, you know.
Yeah, they'd jump out of the water and run, you know, chook, chook, chook,
right.
Go over there, and we had needle gar. So it's on. No, what I'm saying is the migration is on.
And I've fall got, run.
Yep, and here it is happening. And I've got to have surgery next Wednesday. So, dadgummit.
Boy, that bites.
Yes, it does.
Man, surgery.
Probably be down for about 2 weeks. But
I didn't too bad. When I hear surgery, I'm thinking, man, somebody could be down 4, 5, 6 months. That's good.
Yeah, that's if he did the full deal. It would be 3 to 6 months. So we're just going to opt for the easy one and see how that works out.
Little microsurgery or whatever they call it.
Yep. Yeah, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Still working around my spine.
Man.
So I'm hoping for a good outcome on that. And, Be able to get back in the boat in a couple of weeks.
Got a text from a listener. Been raining and blowing hard here. His power's off. Now his generator's running. He's in the West Houston, Westheimer area in Kirkwood.
Oh, man.
And then he texted me back, said, just lost your signal. So hopefully it's on his end, not mine. Everything looks good here for so far, so I hope we don't lose power either.
Oh,
and
man.
Internet, and it'll shut you down. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, let me knock this commercial break out real quick. I'll come back at you, Bill. We'll talk some more, my friend. Hang with me.
All right.
Angler U, they're committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They all have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos that cover all topics and their archives. That way you can see patterns over time. They're educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon, whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking. So go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com. And improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, rain's just hitting me now, getting this way. Some people are saying that they're not picking us up, but we're rolling here, and you can always listen to the podcast. Our stream is live, you know, do the internet thing. But as far as a lot of people that aren't here, and I think it's a radio issue, but we are on air and rolling. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Yeah, I'm going to give everybody a word of caution out there.
Uh-oh.
It happened again to a friend of mine. He climbed up an old ladder stand,
and he fell.
His step broke with him at 10 feet, and he come straight down and busted his heel in a bunch of pieces. Busted his right heel. So don't climb those old stands until you're sure. And I've even seen where the nails would rust off and the board would be loose.
Yeah.
You didn't know it till you stepped on it. And that's something I never happened to me. And now I'm pretty well done climbing stands, but
was it a tree stand or just a regular stand or what was
just
it?
Just a ladder stand.
Ladder stand.
Made out of lumber. Yeah.
Yeah. That's got to be replaced. Or if you make it out of treated lumber. Treated lumber will last forever.
Treated lumber. And
use ring shank nails, you know, galvanized, or, you know, use good screws.
Deck screws is the best.
Deck screws is the only way to go.
Plated, they're plated, you know.
Yeah.
Actually painted, and those things, they'll last for years and years, but you just need to inspect that stuff.
Sure.
Put a rope over it or something and put your weight on it.
Yeah.
And if it's going to be bad on one side, it'll break off, and you won't be in the air. He shattered his heel.
That's not good.
No.
Well, his hunting season's over.
His hunting season is pretty well over.
Yeah.
They've got an MLD level 3, and he'll be able to hunt probably by the end of December.
Boy.
You know, if it heals okay. So it just jacked him up for the whole season. And
how old a guy is he?
He's probably about retired, about 68.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a while to recover from that.
Yeah.
I worry about that all the time, man, at our age. You know, we're in our 70s now, so, I mean, you get an injury like that, you're laid up for a while. You're done.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. But it's you know, my cousin, he found one time that the nails they were just regular nails, good size nails. And he said, you know what? He said, I stepped on that first step, and one side of it broke off, and the nails had rusted in two down in that old river bottom where it's dark and damp all the time.
Exactly.
And, so you just got to be careful. People build ladder stands, and we used to use treated lumber, and we used walmanized, but they don't really.
Well, it's treated now, but it's not to the point.
Not as good.
Remember, we used to go by it, and when you'd run screws in it, water would come out of it. You know, it was real wet, and that was the good stuff.
Yeah, and you might have it in the woods for 30 years.
Yeah, what do they call it now? Pressure treated or something? I don't know.
It's crap.
it's better than none at all, and it lasts good. I mean, all the decks around my house are like 25 years old, and they're looking pretty rough. That's a job having to pressure wash all that and restain and.
Lord, yes.
The older you get, you don't want all that maintenance.
No.
It's time for a tear out, hit the burn pile, done with it.
Yeah. They've come out with that stuff now. It's kind of a plastic.
Yeah, but that's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Yeah,
you got a lot of square footage of decks. That's big money.
Yeah, over at Louisiana on Old 90, they've got a launching ramp at what they call the Burned Out Bridge. And Louisiana used that really nice fiberglass whatever. And boy, it shows no sign of wear from year to year.
Yeah, a ramp I use all the time. They built all the docks out of that. It's real nice.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about that rotting out.
Nope. Not for a long, long time. So that's, if you can afford it, that's the best way to do it. But, I mean, just be careful out there, guys.
Yes.
Ladders and them old bad.
Yeah, we had a friend 20, 30 years ago fell out of a tree stand, and he hit everything there is to hit on the way down to the ground, and he should have been dead, and he couldn't get a cell signal to call 911 from where he was at. He had to crawl all the way to the front gate where he got a signal on that ranch, and then call an emergency line, and they pretty much gave up on him in San Antonio, and a nurse there told him, hey, I know a doctor in Houston will life latch you there, and he can help you out. And he did, saved his life and saved his, I mean, this guy was mangled. I mean, head and face trauma, I mean, broken bones everywhere. It was a bad deal.
Golly, man, that's terrible.
He should never
had to crawl out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a will to live right there, isn't it, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, I might have just quit. tell you what, though, this guy was very lucky because he had given a friend a key to the gate in his lease, and he was back in there for a pretty good long ways, and he called the guy and just happened that he was home, and he could come get him right away.
Man.
And that's how he got out. He wasn't going anywhere, on that broken foot. Man. So there you have it. Be careful, everybody.
Well, I'm getting a lot of texts. A lot of people are listening to the show. Right? Coming in loud and clear over here in Santa Fe, Captain Mick. They say it's nice hearing static in the AM radio again, lightning and rain. So that's good. We need it, man. I mean, it's...
it's been pretty dry.
I live on Umbrella Point, and I've seen some dry summers and falls, but this one here takes a cake. My trees are almost bare. That wind yesterday coming up like it did, that southerly flow, and... Buddy, it was getting it. Blew all the trees off, leaves off the trees.
Yeah, it definitely changed the color of the water down in Lower Sabine Lake.
Yeah.
It was whacking it and getting it.
And, you know how Trinity Bay used to always get so pretty and clear in the fall when it was salty and everything? And, I mean, our water, when you look out across it, it's green. It looks pretty, but it's so dense. With these tide changes, there's so much silt right now. I mean, it's just, I don't know whether we're ever going to see that good air clear, water again like we used to. Used to, it'd get so clear this time of year, we'd ride around and look for dirty spots, you know, off-colored water, and that's where all the fish were. You know, there were so many mullet back then, they'd just, it'd swarm like a tornado and stir the water up and get it somewhat dirty and dense where they could hide in it to keep the fish off of them. And we'd ride around and look for mud spots. Not anymore.
Yeah. I found one of those in Coffee Ground one time. Oh, man. That water was, you know, you could see down 4 foot in that dark, clear water. And I got to look at those pelicans diving and seagulls scattered out diving. And I'm looking at it, and all of a sudden I could see dirty water out there where it was very clear.
Right.
And then I saw a shrimp jump. I said, oh, yeah. Now I know what a mud bowl is. And so, yeah, it was happening, man. Catch redfish, drum.
Oh, I know
and
it.
Trout, and all at the same time. I don't know that we've got that kind of fishing anymore. But
fishing the herds, man. No, we don't have them like that anymore, but maybe we will. Maybe we will.
Maybe so. Well, I've been fishing deep for a long time now. I've developed a pattern that it just works. I mean, every time out.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No. You're fishing 10 to 12, 13 foot of water, and the fish will be. And I actually see them on my. I've got a Gen 3 Hummingbird, Helix 12.
Yeah.
And I can see the waves of shrimp down there on the bottom and see the little boomerangs. It's really a good unit. And got that big old transducer back there. And, man, I'm going to tell you what. If you just look at that thing, and, you know, I'm not even using down imaging. I'm just using regular color graph.
Right.
And a split screen from GPS waypoints to the color graph. And I'm able to see just what I need to see. After you get past about 10 feet, 9 feet, you can actually see the fish down there.
Yeah.
And if there's shrimp layered on the bottom, they'll be just off the bottom, kind of crawling along. And they're just a bunch of little hash marks, you know.
Yeah. Boy, it's getting it outside here. I mean, my studio's soundproofed, and I can hear and feel the thunder. It's coming your way, Bill. Won't be long. You'll be getting it. All right, buddy. Yeah. Well, I've got to rock and roll. If somebody wants to call you about fishing before you, when you get having that surgery in 2 weeks?
No, next Wednesday.
Oh, next Wednesday. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm just, you know.
You better hurry up.
Yeah, I've had 5 people call and want to book a trip. I just had to refer them to my other friends.
I got you.
Well,
you'll take care of them. Well, good deal. We'll throw your number out if somebody wants to give you a call, Bill.
409-673-9211.
All right, buddy. I'll check in on you next week and see how it's going.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Later. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination. It's right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from 5-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch, well, they can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show on the Saturday morning. Rainy Saturday morning. Some pretty good weather out there. Some high winds, a lot of rain, lots of lightning. Something we hadn't seen in a while. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe. Let's check in with our good friend, Richard Tosh. We just call him the fish dude. Hey, Richard, what's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. Got almost an inch and a half of rain, though.
Atta boy. You needed it, man.
I guarantee we needed it. There ain't no doubt. I'll tell you what, it kind of messed up with that Conroe Bass Tuesday Championship supposed to be going on today, so they postponed it till tomorrow. So.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's all right. They did the right thing for the weather. So, but it's all good. Shoot, I tell you what, I was wanting to get out there too. But man, after seeing all that stuff blow there a while ago,
no,
if there's another round of that. No, ain't no way, man. I tell you what, that stuff's pretty tough. But I did finally catch me a good fish.
You almost got you a 10-pounder. That was a toad.
Yeah. I guarantee you, and I'll tell you what, that rascal was fun to catch, too. So,
where'd you catch this fish on? Be honest now.
I was caught on a frog.
So shocking. You throwing a frog. I can't imagine that.
Exactly. But the thing is, they'll hit other baits, too, you know, punching that grass and stuff there and there.
But a 9-pounder on a frog, it doesn't get much better than that.
I guarantee you. That's one of them things. But like I say, I've been catching them under some docks and stuff too. So it's
right.
You know, they're kind of here, there, and everywhere. That's the big thing right now. But after this front blows through here, get this fresh water in, kind of cooling it down and all. It may make them change up a little bit, and that's fine, you know, as long as I can stay on top of it. Don't hurt my feelings. That's the biggest thing. So, but now I caught that rascal on Thursday, and it's like, man, I can't post this because, see, last night we had our Calcutta, so I'm sitting there going, man, if I post this thing, they're going to run me up. They run me up anyway, but still, you know, it's one of them things where I didn't want to prematurely let the secret out, right? Because once you get in those deals like that, they'll start running you up. I mean, the anglers of the year went for $1,500, so it's like, good night, you know.
Yeah.
It's that's a pretty tough run. And I'm sitting down there and you got run up to almost 600, five and a half. So it's like, okay, you know. So they just is one of the things. It is what it is. You know, a lot of times I can sneak in and out, but when you get a three fish stringer that weighs almost 23 pounds, it's hard to sneak in and out. People tend to remember that kind of stuff, you know, and that's like, good night. And then, you know, just hoping like heck that tomorrow you get out there and just hammer on a few of them nines like that. It won't hurt my feelings at all. But I did see, I can't remember what lake it was on. I saw some guys in weight. They weighed in five, weighed 51 something, almost 52 pounds. I can't remember what lake it was. They said they had a 12-pound kicker. So, I mean, that's a good night. Still 10-pound average.
12-pounder, that's still a 10-pound average, man. That's big. That's giant, dude.
Yeah, I know. And, I mean, that's what I tell people all the time. People that are tournament fishermen or old-school tournament fishermen anyway, all of us have always dreamed of that 5 for 50. That's what you want to. If you want to go to the weigh in, you want to weigh in 5 for 50. That's just what you want to do. I mean, and I don't care if you've ever said it or not. That's the goal. It's 5 for 50 pounds because you get 5 10-pounders in there. There ain't nobody going to beat you. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, it's just not going to happen. And You know, speaking of that, I think it was, they had a tournament over at Clear Lake in California. They had a, you know, those guys were weighing in multiple 30-pound sacks over a 3-day period, and jeez. And it was only getting you in the top 20. You know, I mean, it was, you know, you had to have almost 40 pounds just to get in the lead, and you had to do that 3 days in a row. I mean, that's just absolutely nuts. So, man. And then I was watching a Bassmasters deal about when they first started. I think it was on Guntersville. They had a 15 fish limit back then, and you know, you didn't keep them alive, you kept them, right? So everybody ate them and all that stuff back then. And you know, they were talking about a 15 fish stringer. It was over, I don't remember how many days there it was back then, over a 2 or 3 day period. And it, the first day, some guys weighed in, the pro weighed in 98 pounds with 15 fish, and his partner weighed in 80 something pounds or something like that. That's and crazy. This is all out of the same boat, you know.
Yeah.
And then they didn't even win it, you know. That's what's so bad.
That guy was on them, man. That's still.
I'm telling you. I mean, you take a look at that. I mean, you 15 fish and you got 100 pounds worth of fish with 15.
And still that's lost.
I know. It's still lost. That's what's so bad. I mean, that's, you think, man, I got this. And no, but you got to do it 3 days, 2 or 3 days in a row. That's where it kind of levels the playing field. Being consistent, you know, that's the hardest part, just being consistent with all of it. So it's all good. It don't matter. I mean, it's fun to look back at how the sports kind of evolved over the years. You know, it's going from where everybody kept them. You didn't have to worry about keeping them alive or nothing like that. And then now it's all pretty much catch and release on the largemouth. And if they're dead, they penalize you, stuff like that. So it's, you know, a complete flip on however everything used to be versus what it is now. And I'm not sure how the saltwater stuff has changed or over the years either, you know, because I mean, I'm sure it was pretty much the same back then, but mm-hmm. but you know, the tournament situation has kind of, you know, I don't know how many saltwater tournaments they had way back in the 70s, so it's yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, the first tournaments I heard of were the bass tournaments, you know, but I've never been a saltwater guy. I never lived close enough, right? So I never got into that much. But it's, you know, it's different. The competition, you know, I enjoy the competition because I tell people all the time, when I was in school, I wasn't worth flipping baseball or football or golf or nothing like that. But I could outfish most people. So that was one of my things. You know, I skipped school in the fifth grade to go fishing. People don't think about that now because they got all these fishing teams in school. But man, back then you didn't. You're supposed to be in school, but not me. I was sick. I had to go fishing.
Fishing pox. So, came down with a bad case of fishing pox, man. I'm gonna be out a couple of weeks.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I did that stuff. Good night. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And I mean, yeah, that's one thing. Like, as I got older, my dad used to take me out. We go out on Friday nights and go fishing on the right. On the river out there, you know, just keep me out of trouble. So, but it's, you know, it's one of them things. I didn't care. I wanted to go fish no matter what. It didn't hurt my feelings on none of it. But it's, you know, I don't think I turned out too awful bad. So it's, I came out pretty good after all of it. Just not as smart as I probably ought to be, but it's one of them things. I can catch fish.
Hey, I'll take fish smart over book smart any day.
You and me both, brother. You and me both. I mean, you can follow up on it in a book and think you know what you're talking about until you actually got the hands on with it. You ain't got a clue. Because I mean, I see bait changers in the boat a lot.
I know. I
mean,
look at all these textbook fishermen now, man. They believe. They believe everything they read, every podcast, every.
I know. It's absolutely amazing.
That's all they do is sit on their phones and just going around the horn on all that stuff. And then when they get out there fishing, and they're just.
They're
basically
bait
lost as a goose. You know, just. They are. It's always better just to keep things simple. Don't overthink it. Just.
That's right. It's just a fish, right?
You know, just a fish. Go and do it, and the more you're on the water and the more experience you get, the better you get at it. I mean, you can't just jump out of box and, you know, with all the knowledge in your head and go out there and do it. You got to be able to.
Yes, that's the thing right there. I do. I mean, and, you know, I get people on the boat that tell me, you're not going to change your bait any. I got confidence in what I'm throwing. If you got confidence in it, throw it. Don't ever put it down.
I mean, when they start biting, they'll eat anything.
I guarantee you they will.
Emotions. Oh, well.
That's it. You got to figure out which one works and which one
don't.
Man,
that was a nice fish you caught.
I hear you. I appreciate it.
Reach you Thursday. We had technical difficulties.
That's all right.
One of those glitches. But, hey, if somebody wants to come fish with you, Richard, give them some info how they can reach out to you, buddy.
All right, Mick. Anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
Well, keep fishing. Bust that double digit. If you caught a 9 there, there's got to be a 10 there, too.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, Mickey.
Frog on, baby. Good. Frog on. See you now.
There you go. All right, bye.
All right, Richard. All right, now let's jump down the coast to Captain Charlie P. in Matagorda to see what he's up to this morning. Charlie, what's going on?
Oh, I lost your signal when you were talking to Bill. I didn't even know the show was on.
Yeah, we're rolling, man.
Well, good.
Some people are losing it, and other people have still got it. My text hadn't stopped going off. Everybody's weighing in from all over. We're listening to you loud and clear. Everything's good over here.
Well, good deal. I thought maybe you lost your signal there.
No.
We had that one line of weather went through in about, I don't know, maybe lasted 15 minutes, and it's quiet out there now, but I don't know what to expect. We've got a big group out of Binks Lodge today.
Do you?
It ain't going to be easy.
It's a great day, man. Yeah, it's hey, that first line may have come through you, but there's another one behind it and another one behind that. So that 90% chance they have for today, it's probably really accurate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just think how long it's been since we've seen something like this. I mean, it's been a crazy year, man. Crazy year.
Well, I'll sacrifice a day in the outdoors to get something like this.
Sure. Sure.
It's just we need it so desperately.
We do, man. I'm seeing things in the water this year. You know, never seen jellyfish like I've seen in my life. They've kind of finally moved out.
Which ones redfish, are they? Those moon jellyfish, the ones with the rings in the top of them?
Yeah.
You should have seen some of the videos that people sent me from down around Corpus and Aransas in the surf. There was just, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Never seen them like that.
Yeah. And these duck hunters are saying that some kind of nutrients have been brought in because they're seeing widgeon grass growing like they've never seen before in their life.
Yeah, I was talking to Bink about that, and you know, all that Gulf water coming in, you think it would kill the widgeon grass with that salinity, but it boosted the growth of it. That's weird, man.
Yeah, it's brought something in, man. And then these redfish are not showing up like they should be. You know, I weighed fish yesterday. We caught, I just had two guys. We caught, kept them five good fish and released several overs. And
right.
I said, well, let's just go hunt some redfish on the shorelines. Well, good luck with that. The people over here that are catching redfish are throwing mullet.
Yeah,
I've seen more cast nets flying in the air than I've ever seen before in my life.
That's it.
You better watch out. You better watch out, man. And, of course, they're catching them with that. So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. These weather changes is what we need. I think we're going to have a lot of fish. My guy released a 26 yesterday, and that made his day on a topwater. I could have went right to them damn fish. I knew right where they were off the bat, but it wasn't until 9 o'clock the day before, so I looked at some other stuff first. So all we right. got one weight on them, you know. Thinking you know it all, you still screw up.
I'm telling you, sometimes I go left and the fish go right. It happens. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
It happens.
Now, tell me about that game last night. Stupid me fell asleep in about the third inning.
Well, it got wild, brother. Toronto went off big time, man. I forget it. Boy, they score like 9 runs in one inning or something. Well, it ended up 13-4.
Unbelievable.
They get those bats rolling and get into the Dodgers bullpen, and that's what they got to do. They got to get those starting pitchers out early, run that pitch count up. I think in the first inning, they run that pitch count up to about 27, 30 pitches.
Yeah, they did.
And
I saw that.
And I said, well, that'll only help, and it did.
That's great. Maybe we got the best team in there for a chance. I just hope they didn't make them too mad. Come back, Dodgers score about 30 runs today.
Well, I really liked what I saw. Pretty impressive.
That's good. That's good news.
Yeah,
make me happy to see them Dodgers get beat.
Oh, me and you both.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, it really got quiet outside. I hear nothing. I know there's more coming, but.
Yeah.
Good for now.
Going to be a rainy Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think 90% of the outdoorsmen around here will welcome this. They know how bad we desperately need it. Duck hunters need it. I mean, people's yards. Need to sweeten the water up a little bit. You know, just any kind of weather change. It'll really make these fish go off.
Yeah.
Be good behind this.
Hope Corpus gets some of it to fill their lakes up.
Well, they need one of these to sit on top of that place for about a week.
Yeah.
Man,
they need a Harvey.
Trouble.
They need a Harvey.
They need a Harvey event. They really do, or at least an Allison.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens today. Try to take care of them. I think fishing will be real good next week.
Yeah, get behind this. We got a really good front coming next Wednesday. We're going to have some nice, cool temperatures behind that. It's going to change things.
Next Wednesday. Well, I got some good waders for Tuesday, and I may go big time.
Yeah, get that post or pre-front bite.
Yeah.
And catch them on the backside of it, too. Remember when old Jerry Crawley would look at us and go, "You boys are stupid. Can't believe y'all are going fishing in the middle of this cold front." He said, "Don't you know you're supposed to fish before fronts and after them, not during them?" I said, "Well, we don't have any choice. These guys want to go anyway."
Proved him wrong.
Yeah, because, you know, it's something about when those fronts would hit, Trinity Bay would just light off with bird action. Remember how there'd be 100 schools of birds working in the middle of a hard front? That shrimp was dumping, and those fish didn't care. They were eating, buddy.
And they weren't just fish. They were good ones.
Man, fill the boat up with 5 and 6 pounders under the birds. That was just absolutely crazy.
And used to blow my mind looking out there and seeing 30, 40, 50 shrimp boats out there all over the bay. God, unbelievable.
Yep. All right, Charlie P. Well, I don't know how y'all gonna get that trip in today, but keep an eye on it. Be a little soggy. You might have to put your wild game gear on. Get out there now.
I might put my waders on. I don't know.
Waders and game gear, buddy. All right. Yeah. Well, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over to Matagorda and hang out with you, man.
713-725-2401.
All right, brother. Charlie, y'all be safe. Tell everybody hi, man.
Take care, Mickey.
See you. All right, brother. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.